This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the final week of late fall and the second quarter of the paper white moon. On November 23rd, the sun entered the sign of Sagittarius, and sunset reached to within just a few minutes of its earliest time throughout the country. In the dark, Orion becomes unmistakable now as early winter approaches, and Sirius and Procyon follow him out of the southeast after midnight. Cygnus, the swan of the Northern Cross, the gauge of autumn's progress, is disappearing south. October's Pegasus and Andromeda fall away behind it. It's time to look for markers that track the trajectory of winter and early spring. It's time to find and measure the first tips of snowdrops and crocus that push up through the mulch. It's time to check the pussy willow buds and to see if any have cracked. And check the honeysuckle bushes and note whether any of the berries are left. Finger the seed heads of the New England asters to see if all the seeds are gone. To kick the plump osage fruits to understand how they're doing. They are chartreuse green when they tumble down in October and November. They turn yellower and yellower through the fall, and they start to get mushy in the middle of winter, and then they fall apart in spring. And find the plants that keep their green through the coldest times. The hellebores, the creeping charlie, the chickweed and pachysandra, garlic mustard, mullein, sweet rocket, and sweet williams. And be reassured by their deep color and hardiness that all will be well. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the first week of early winter. In the meantime, if you take a close inventory of things now, you'll be able to follow time not only on your calendar, but on the calendar of the world itself. Poor Will's Almanac for 2018 is now available. Order yours from Amazon, or for an autographed copy, order from poorwillsalmanac.com. That's almanac with a K.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.